Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A Raw star moves to NXT, scrapped plans for a New Day split, and fuck money, Virgil.
Today is going to be the day.
Gotta throw it back to you.
My meat sauce is going to go all over you.
For Wednesday, July the 14th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
A little bit of the stalemate here in the early going. We talked a lot about Saray, but I want to ask you, Beth, about the nerves in Gigi Dolin tonight.
Oh my God, the nerves have to be huge. I mean, I can remember my experience, my very first singles match, my heart beating faster.
Was that? That is Mandy Rose. What is Mandy Rose doing here? We have action back live in the ring, Saray and Dolin. And Gigi Dolin taken back by the presence of Mandy Rose, but has to focus in on Saray.
The whole CWC channeling Bianca Belair, you don't go here. Everybody's feeling the same way.
What a surprise. Mandy Rose made her way back to NXT, but I've been told that Mandy should be exiting the Capitol Wrestling Center here pretty soon. We're hoping to get answers and why she made her way back to NXT. Ooh, Mandy. Why did you make your way back to NXT?
You'll see.
Mandy.
That was Mandy Rose turning up on NXT last night. Very unexpectedly. It was during the Saray-Gigi Dolin match where all of a sudden Mandy Rose comes out and seems to be enjoying what she's seeing, seems to be a fan of Saray getting the victory as well, and then she disappears. We see her interact again a little bit later on with Frankie Monet and the Robert Stone brand. Just a passing comment between those guys, and then she leaves. And this looks as if this is the new permanent home for Mandy Rose. She tweeted after her appearance, "I'm back," suggesting such. Now, this is a strange one because Mandy Rose was on Monday Night Raw with Dana Brooke, clearly involved in the women's tag division there. No word on what this means for Dana Brooke, as those guys seem to now have been unceremoniously split up, something that we've seen happen with a couple of tag teams over the past few weeks. There's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing in general for the women's divisions across all three brands over the past few weeks. Shotzi and Tegan Nox now officially on the SmackDown roster. Their website page was updated accordingly. Toni Storm is arriving imminently onto SmackDown as well. And now I guess there's some work being done to maybe redress the balance a little bit. Maybe we'll see more stars moving back to NXT to balance out that roster there where they're just taking the stars from that roster. That could be it. So Mandy Rose could be the first. Maybe Dana Brooke will turn up next week. We don't know. But what we do know is it looks like that Mandy Rose is very much a part of future plans for NXT. Interesting night on NXT. It was a bit of a mixed bag creatively. Samoa Joe was the guest referee for Karrion Kross versus Johnny Gargano. We saw some really fun segments between Cameron Grimes and LA Knight, who Grimes now working as Knight's butler. We'll talk more about it at Cultaholic.com. A full rundown of last night's NXT can be found on our website. TMZ have reported the news this morning that Candy Cartwright, aka Samantha Tavel, has filed for a dismissal of her lawsuit against Matt Riddle and WWE. Now, it's unknown what led to this decision or whether or not there was a settlement financially that came off the back of it. This is the lawsuit that was filed last October, including Riddle, WWE, Evolve and Gabe Sapolsky. Cartwright alleging that multiple sexual assaults occurred between 2017 and 2020. Riddle has denied any wrongdoing throughout, however has admitted the two did have an affair. Cartwright's attorney told TMZ that the parties have put this in their past and they are focused on the future. When we know more about this story, you will know more at cultaholic.com. Once again, this conversation about splitting the New Day up. When are they going to learn? Honestly, Big E was chatting to TalkSport. Says that Vince McMahon wanted to break them up back in 2019. Here's the quote from Big E saying, "I can't really divulge the conversation, but even from the top of the business, the very head of what we do, you know exactly who I'm talking about. He directly told us, hey, this is the idea." When it came to splitting them up. And he said, "We're not feeling it." This was post-Kofi Mania. There were people who wanted it earlier than that as well. If we'd done it, we would have missed out on so many great moments. I still think that doing it now or soon, there are great moments to come. And we have a lot more to offer. I think you've seen Happy Clappy New Day for a very long time. I think there's a lot of things we could do. We haven't even really teased any tension. We haven't done a friendly rivalry. There is things that we could be doing to toe that line. So Big E says that obviously there's still more creatively in the tank for the New Day before you go ahead and just split them up. WrestleVotes tweeting out, "With the Thunderdome officially behind them, sources state that WWE has some cool and exciting things planned for this weekend. Expect a surprise or two." Truly a pivotal time in recent WWE history. So Money in the Bank is this weekend. We could expect some big shocks maybe on the night. Maybe some surprise returns. A lot of people talking about how Becky Lynch is in the best condition of her life. Is this the return of Becky Lynch? Is this the return of Brock Lesnar? Is it the return of John Cena? Oh, there is much to consider. But no doubt WWE will be very much throwing everything into this first pay-per-view back on the road properly for WWE. Congratulations to Matt and Rebecca Hardy welcoming their first daughter. We welcome ever Evie Hardy to the world. That's from Matt Hardy's Twitter, their fourth child. And it's been covered beautifully by US Weekly. You can check out Matt Hardy's Twitter to see a picture of the new arrival. Gorgeous. Drew McIntyre is getting his teeth into Shark Week. See what I did there? See what I did there? The Drew McIntyre Shark Week special, Shark Rumble, is now airing on Discovery Plus. So this comes from Discovery. Shark Rumble, an original mid-form episode on Discovery Plus and a TikTok live stream, sees WWE superstar Drew McIntyre teaming up with Shark Week host and marine biologist Luke Tipple. Audiences will see what happens when the former WWE champion has his first close encounter with sharks in one of the world's largest single aquatic exhibits at the Georgia Aquarium. So Drew McIntyre getting involved with sharks this week. If you wanted more wrestling content, maybe Drew McIntyre versus a shark could be up your street.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, mention this a few weeks back. Former WWE star Virgil, aka Soul Train Jones, who made an appearance on AEW relatively recently, has released a mobile video game. Meat Sauce Madness is a game which sees you play as Soul Train Jones, and you have to get to the venue in time for your big pay-per-view main event. Along the way, you have to collect meat sauce, meatballs, breadsticks, and fight off all sorts of people trying to deny you that big money main event. It is a trip. The video game, it's a really fun sort of on the rails platform game experience. It really is. And I was invited to chat to Virgil about it. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Now, anybody that's watched Virgil online will know he's an interesting character. And I'm going to share this interview with you in pretty much its entirety. I'm plugging the game best I can because we don't really talk much about the game. brace yourself for one of the strangest interviews I've ever done. And have a lovely time. This is the star of Meat Sauce Madness and WWE legend Virgil, aka Soul Train Jones.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing really good, sir. How are you?
What's that shirt you got on?
It's Cultaholic. That's the place that you're being
interviewed. Cultaholic.
Cultaholic, sir. We're a wrestling channel based in the UK.
I'm a beefaholic. I need a lot of beef in that meat sauce, man. A lot of beef.
So,
and a lot of sauce.
We got to talk about the meat sauce, Virgil. We got to talk about Meat Sauce Madness. This is ace.
Hey, that's my thing, man.
Now, are you a video game guy yourself, Virgil?
I'm the king of the video game.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Video games. And now I'm going to be king of the video games. King Virgil. King. They're going to call me King Fuck Money. King Money.
Mate, they already do. Like all around here in the UK. As soon as I said, I'm chatting to Virgil, they went, oh, King Fuck Money, Meat Sauce Man. They're like, yeah.
I am the king of the fuck money game.
100%, mate, 100%. Right, okay,
hey,
we've got to ask.
Look at my meat grinder. Look at my meat grinder. Look.
That is a sensational meat grinder.
I got a meat grinder with my money.
How much meat have you ground in that bad boy today?
I grind a lot.
What's a good meat? What makes a good meat?
All over it. I grind a lot, and the meat sauce goes all over it. All over it.
What makes a good meat sauce, Virgil? What's in a good meat sauce?
I made that fresh tomato garlic. Garlic. I eat garlic by itself.
Just pushing it in as you should.
And sometimes I bathe in garlic. I take a whole shower with a big garlic washcloth.
Does it not melt the breadsticks?
Hey, and my deodorant is garlic scented.
I believe it. As someone who's traveled all over the world, where's the best place you've eaten?
Hey, the best place to be is Olive Garden.
Of course. Is that okay? If we rock up to Olive Garden, you and I, Virgil, we rock up to Olive Garden. Yeah. Waitress comes over and she goes, oh my God, fuck money, Virgil. What can I get for you?
No, she say, it's meat sauce, Virgil. It's
meat sauce.
Yeah, it's the meat sauce God, but he got.
What's on your Olive Garden order, Virgil?
Yeah.
What are you ordering from Olive Garden?
I order 5 cheese marinara,
Nice.
But I get the Alfredo sauce, and I get a ton of meat sauce, and I get some cheese ravioli. But I love that big, gigantic, 2-3 plates of spaghetti with tons of meat sauce on it, and I just put up like a wild animal.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, here's a question.
I put
here's
it all. Hey, and when I'm eating it, I just put it my chest, my face, my bald head. It'd be all over my body. I make it
just
part of me.
I got a question for you. Right. SummerSlam 92 in Wembley here in the UK. Where did you go to eat afterwards?
Got the nails.
Where did you eat? Did you
I
eat?
Can still roll with nails. I can still go.
Nice.
No backup from no damn one.
Where did you go to eat after the show?
Remember? No, I had Olive Garden from Poughkeepsie delivered to me.
Beautiful. That's how you do it. And I bet they do that international delivery for you.
Right.
100%.
Because I'm the king of the meat sauce. I am the king of the meat sauce. No, I'm the meat sauce god. I am the god of meat sauce.
What did you spend the fuck money from Tony Khan on?
Huh?
When you got your money from Tony, where did you go and eat? What did you spend it on? Because you did AEW that time.
I got my money from Toma. I mean, Tony. I went on a 5-day coma.
Nice.
A food coma. It was in the desert with all my meat sauce and all my heavy metal and meat sauce. Heavy metal meat sauce with a lot of onions in it.
With
and
the
garlic.
Meat. Oh, yeah, and
garlic,
all the garlic.
All over me. Garlic all over me.
All the garlic all the time, mate.
Especially that's on my nipples. Like, they call me garlic nipples.
The game's out now. It's you're the god of it. It's doing very well. What's the game about? Obviously, it's about meat sauce. It's basically, is it true that the game is basically your autobiography in video game form? Just
it's
running
me.
Around, grabbing breadsticks
me.
And meatballs.
It's the greatest game alive. I need about a few million.
Is that how you've made? Is that what you've made so far? Is that the fucking money you've made so far?
Do you play it yet?
Oh yeah, flipping love it.
You love
brilliant,
it.
Brilliant, mate. It's brilliant.
Show me your room. Show me the game.
I can't because I'm using my phone to talk to you. Otherwise, I'd be able to show you it. Otherwise,
I
would.
You give me the best review from you. I want the best.
Okay.
Review from you.
Okay, I grew up playing Sonic the Hedgehog and Super Mario Brothers, right? Uh-huh. That was my upbringing, sir, watching yourself beating the shit out of nails at SummerSlam and playing Mario and Sonic the Hedgehog. I believe it's better than both. I believe it's faster. I believe it's there's more energy in it. And it's genuinely a game that I've quite happily played, not even just on the toilet. I've played it out in public as well. And it's an excellent game, sir. I'm delighted. When we found out that they were making a game about you, I was like, well, I'm upset it's taken this long.
I love all my UK fans.
We love you too, brother. We love you too. When are you coming back?
I hope you,
when are you
keep
coming
on,
back?
Keep on watching me because I
when
love
are
you, you.
When are you, when are you coming to see
all
us?
Oh, you love me.
When are you coming to see us, Virgil?
As soon as I can come over to London, I'm doing a one-man show.
Give us a preview of the one-man show, Virgil.
With Cokeaholic.
Yes, he is. Yes, you are. You are. We would be honored to have you doing that. What would it look like? Is a Virgil one-man
show? Today is going to be the day.
Gotta throw it back to you. Right now,
my meat sauce is going to go all over you.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do.
I don't believe that anybody.
Feels the way I do.
The fuck money the way I do.
About fuck money, Virgil.
Right. They call the king of fuck money.
The only thing, like, you'd have to order, you'd have to bring Olive Garden from Poughkeepsie with you, because we don't have Olive Garden over here. I don't want to put you off coming over, but we don't have Olive Garden here.
I'll freeze that shit and carry it in my big ass bag.
Yes, you will.
Can you warm it up for me?
Oh, yeah. Well, that we've got a microwave. Of course we will.
Okay.
Why haven't you turned up on NXT yet?
Hey,
the shit out of LA
now. I might keep all that Olive Garden up in my ass and just on out.
Why isn't your boot? Boot up LA Knight's ass yet? He's dripping your shit off. Why isn't your boot up his ass yet?
I'm the dark goddamn knight. I'm the boogie wolf man.
You should be sticking your boot up LA Knight's ass.
I'm LA Knight. I'm the Python.
But I've heard rumor that you are. I want to question it.
I was in a
when
bad
are you putting place. When? Just now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I hope you're in a better place now.
I lost part of my career, so I was in a bad place.
Well, I hope you're in a better place now? Do you feel like you're in a better place?
I'm a good place.
Yeah. You seem to be. You can't walk anywhere without members of Hulk Hogan's family getting autographs off you. You seem to be in a good place.
I got depressed at one time. Almost stuck my piece of meat in the green in the meat grinder.
Oh, mate, that's not a good meat sauce. I know there's no such thing as a bad meat sauce. That's a pretty bad meat sauce with your own python in it. Well, look, I'm glad you're in a good place. The game is out now. Where can people find the game if they want to play it? We'll put a link so people can find
Google, iPhone, anywhere. Stores, they all got that game. Let's go get it. Let's go get that game.
We got to get it number one, haven't we? We've got to get it to number one.
The Buckingham Palace probably got the game. Go to Buckingham Palace. They got the game.
That Queen has been playing it on the royal throne. That's what I've been told. It's what I've been told. If people want to give you some...
The Queen loves me too, so go to the Queen and she'll say, oh... I love that chocolate dynamite.
She certainly would. That's what I've heard as well. If people want to give you some fuck money, Virgil, where can they do it? Are you on your website? Can we get autographs online? What do we do?
PayPal, Western Union, Venmo, Event, Patreon.
Amazing. Anyway,
I'll take it any way it comes.
And if we do send you money, do we get autographs?
Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter, because I'm there. And I want that fuck money, baby.
I know our time is coming to an end, Virgil, but this has been wonderful to chat to you. I'm glad you're doing well. What an honor to be in the presence of the meat sauce god.
I'm sure it's been the greatest day of your life.
Mate, it has been the greatest day. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for chatting. Best of luck with the game. We can't wait to see you for the one-man show in the UK. You've promised now. You've promised.
We'll do it together.
The Tom and Virgil double act. The double ender. We'll call it the double ender. The Tom and Virgil double ender.
Yes, indeed.
The python and the worm. It just makes
sense. Tell all your friends about my game?
Mate, I'm going to tell the world about your game.
Okay,
I'm
going to
tell everyone about your game.
You mean so much, man.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night, everybody.
Anytime.
Speak to you soon, babe. So that was Virgil. That was Soul Drain Jones. Do get the game, Meat Sauce Madness. It's available on Android and Apple devices right now. You'll be very, very glad you did. My thanks to Virgil for whatever that was. Thank you very much. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it's a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I'm in conversation with John Robertson, a.k.a. Robotron, a comedian that is touring with the first live-action video game in history. It's an amazing show to watch live. He's taken it onto Twitch during the dark times that we've had. And he's a massive wrestling fan. And we sit and chat about some of his favorite matches, including two that feature Mick Foley.
Mick's the only wrestler I can think of who is both a showman but also involved in an actual fight. Like, You will suspend your disbelief with him, not in the sense of going, oh, wow, look at this tussle. And sitting with my wife on the couch, we've watched a lot of wrestling together.
Mm.
When we watched the match with Triple H on the cell, right, and Mix got the barbed wire 2x4, right, and he set it on fire, and he holds it above his hands, right, and I just remember screaming, hit him, hit him. Just over and over, hit him with the bat, hit him, right? And my wife just went, what a showman. Because it was perfect. And the genius of, you can see I've got it. I'm going to hit him. You want me to hit him. Now I've held it long enough, you don't know if I'm going to be able to. I'm going to try. I didn't. And this is what makes him a genius. Because Mankind is such a ridiculous character, but I mean, back to Hell in a Cell, his suffering, his agony, it's not even determination. He just seems to want to keep going. Seems a little cheerful to be there. Oh.
In conversation with Robotron on Desert Island Graps tonight, this weekend, want to give this a mention because I'm not doing the news for the rest of this week because I'm away for the rest of the week, so I want to give this a mention. For the rest of this week, sadly, no Classic SmackDown review on Saturday. Unfortunately, Matthew and I's schedules have been a little bit busy, so we haven't had time to get together, but we will be back next week with a brand new Classic SmackDown review. A brand new podcast on Sunday for you to check out, though. It's a little bit different, but it's comforting all the same. Cultaholic Conversations is my chance to sit down with a legend of the wrestling industry and just chat about their life, their times, and what they've got coming up. And the first Cultaholic Conversation is with a former UFC and WWF title winner. It is the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock. One of the things I wanted to talk to Ken Shamrock about was that hard-hitting match he had against Vader, his debut match in 1996.
I had no idea how stiff we were working. It just didn't feel that way to me. It just felt normal, right? Like this is just a normal training session. And but it on film, it looked vicious. And so I was very happy when people were coming to me and Bret Hart came to me and said, dude, that was really good. You guys, that was a great match. All I did was fight. All we did was go in and spar with each other, right? And neither one of us were trying to hurt each other, but we were definitely wanting to make sure that it looked as real as it could. And I know that we were not pulling back on our punches. We weren't pulling back on our throws and submissions, that we were being very aggressive with one another because we knew we both could take it. And so that was exciting for me to go in, and especially being my first one, I didn't have to work with somebody, you know, like a Shawn Michaels or a Hunter Hearst where I probably never would have wrestled again if I would have had a match like that with them on my first show. Nobody would have worked with me. Nobody would have came near me. But Vader really worked with me, and there was no bad talk or thoughts after that match. He told people I was great. It was perfect. But Bret did say, you know, now that you have a little bit of a foundation of what it's supposed to be like, he said, think about easing up about 10 times that. Ease it down.
it's a good gauge, to be honest. It's sort of like the Vader gauge. Like you can go all the way with Vader, and then you just, you know, sometimes easier to pull back than give more. So start with Vader, work backwards from there. A Cultaholic Conversation with Ken Shamrock this Sunday on the Cultaholic podcast feed. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, the latest wrestling news throughout the week you could find with the Cultaholic lads. Plus, it's the home of some of our latest ranked lists and countdown lists. We rank every ECW world champion from worst to best on the YouTube channel right now. That video dropped just a few hours ago. Find out who we think is the greatest person to hold any incarnation of the ECW title at youtube.com/cultaholic. And don't forget, we have partnered with WrestleCrate. And if you would like a free Kurt Angle autograph with your first crate, use the code word cultaholic when you sign up at wrestlecrate.co.uk. I will speak to you on Monday. That's when we're back to this nonsense proper. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.